accept that what you are experiencing is a decision of the mind for a purpose that it is using your body will start the healing process. And this is so for healing in all forms. A patient, which is what the course calls all of us, a patient decides that this is being caused by my own mind and my own consciousness, and then the patient or person recovers. If the person decides against recovery, they will not be healed. Who is the physician? Only the mind of the patient himself. Who is the physician? Only your mind. The outcome is what you decide it is. Now, special agents seem to be ministering to the person, yet the special agents, the exercise, the workshop, the reading, the medicine, the doctor, the hospital, the going to school, whatever you do to bring about what you want, those are called special agents. Mm-hmm. They just give but form to your choice. You are choosing these things in order to bring tangible form to your desires. That's all they do and nothing else. You really don't need the special agents at all. The person or the patient could merely rise up without it, and without their aid, and say, I have no more use for this. I have no use for this. I have no use for this. I have no use for this problem. I have no use for this sickness. I have no use for this lack. I have no use for this ailment. I have no use for this unhappiness. I have no use for this depression. I have no use for this anger. I have no use for this worry. I have no use for this concern. I have no use for this. There is no form of sickness or unhappiness that wouldn't be cured at once. Now, what is the single requisite for this shift in perception? To bring about this shift in your perception that brings about the healing, it is simply this: the recognition that sickness is of the mind and has nothing to do with the body. The problem that you have is of your mind and has nothing to do with the circumstances, the outer circumstances, that's the body. Sickness is of the mind, has nothing to do with the body. What does the recognition that everything is upsetting you, recognizing that it's coming from your own mind, what does that recognition cost? It costs you the whole world, you see. For the world will never again appear to rule your mind. For with this recognition that you're the creator of your reality through your own mind, with this recognition is responsibility placed where responsibility belongs, not with the person, not with the world, but with the person who looks on the world and sees it as it's not. In other words, when you look, you are looking on what you choose to see. You're not seeing any more or any less than what you choose to see. You're seeing the abundance you choose to see. You're seeing the lack you choose to see. You're seeing the health you choose to see. You're seeing the sickness you choose to see. You're seeing the peace you choose to see. You're seeing the anger you choose to see. You're seeing the job you choose to see. You're seeing the mate you choose to see. You're seeing the life you choose to see. You're looking on what you choose to see. The world does nothing to you. You only thought the world did. Nor do you do anything to the world, because you were mistaken about what the world is. So herein is the release from guilt and sickness both, because guilt and sickness are one. Guilt and the problem are one. Guilt and the conflict are one. Guilt and the lack are one. Guilt and the loneliness are one. Yet to accept this release, to accept this release, to accept your release from the fear and the pain and the problem and the separation, to accept your release, the insignificance of the body must be an acceptable idea. In order to be released, the insignificance of the body must be an acceptable idea. With this idea that the body is insignificant, is pain forever gone. Now, with this idea goes all confusion about creation. Doesn't this follow of necessity, place cause and effect in their true sequence in one respect, and the learning will generalize and transform the world? The transfer value of one true idea has no end or limit. So the final outcome of this lesson is the remembrance of God, which is the remembrance of love, which is the remembrance of who you really are. So what do guilt and sickness, pain, disaster, and all suffering mean now? Having no purpose, your guilt, sickness, pain, and suffering will be gone. When it no longer serves a purpose, when there is no longer a payoff that you've given yourself from the sickness, from the pain, from the disaster, then your suffering will be gone. Having no purpose, they will be gone. And with them also go all the effects they seem to cause. Cause and effect but replicate creation. If you see cause and effect in their proper perspective, that means without distortion, that means without fear, cause and effect will reestablish heaven. Cause and effect will actually reestablish your perfect happiness, which the Course defines as heaven. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
You don't have to accept these ideas, believe these ideas, welcome these ideas. Some of these ideas you find hard to believe and startling, but if you use it, you'll see that it's true. So here you go. If you want a healing in a situation that you're going through in your life, the first thing you need to understand is what it's for. The purpose of the sickness is to convince you that you're not the powerful, unlimited spiritual being that you are, and to make you think you're just a weak human being out here trying to make it against all these forces that are greater than you. That's the purpose. You will have a healing as soon as you no longer see any value in the pain and the suffering. So sickness or unhappiness is an election or a decision, because all of it happens in the mind. And the Course in Miracles is only working at the level of mind. The Course in Miracles only operates at the level of mind. We're used to the level of the effect. We want to be told what to do. We want to be told how to behave. And the Course is telling us how to see things. So the way you get out of the problem that you're in is to realize that the emotional pain that you are going through, or the upset that you're going through from any situation, is first of all happening in your mind, and then you're using your body to show you how bad you feel. So deep. That's so deep. So then it says, well, what's the shift in perception? What do I do? How do I get out of this? Well, healing must occur in exact proportion to which the valuelessness of sickness is recognized. In other words, when I no longer see any value in being mistreated, when I no longer see any value in being in situations and circumstances and around people and situations and thoughts that don't serve me, when I no longer see any value in constantly worrying and being in conflict and being afraid, when I no longer see any value in being broke, when I no longer see any value in being lonely, then it will be healed. But if I am full of guilt, full of fear, don't love myself, have been raised to think I'm not about anything, that I have no value, then I'm going to try to punish myself in order to purify myself. Because in the world we're taught that punishment is correction. And if you don't deserve to be happy, you certainly deserve a hard time. So we therefore subconsciously use the power of our mind to create the punishment that we think we deserve from believing we are guilty and sinful. So the more you believe you're guilty and sinful and bad, the more you're going to use the creative power given you by God to draw situations, circumstances, and people and events into your life that cause you pain, so that the pain will give you the punishment that you need to be okay again. The shift in perception is for me to say, you know, there's no gain at all to me in this. But in order to really say that and really mean it, there's one thing I've got to recognize. And I'm going to have a lot of resistance, but there's one thing I got to recognize. And that is what? That It is my mind, it is my consciousness, it is my thought, it is my creative power that's creating this situation, and not the outer circumstances, not the outer people, not my body. The thought of illness happens before my body gets sick, and the thought of a lack happens before I'm broke as a dog and somebody does something that hurts me. My own thought comes first, then the physical situation happens next. Don't worry about babies.
Okay.
Well, the